What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the other side of the firewall, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as rehype those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? So welcome to another episode. So this should be Wednesday's discussion. If you have not done so already, please like, share, subscribe. If you're listening to us for the first time, which a lot of you are, because we've got a lot more exposure over the past few weeks, go ahead and just subscribe. Like, I promise you, you'll enjoy it. We've been doing this for about 4 years, so it's really cool to see the evolution of the cybersecurity just that small amount of time, right, when it comes to especially mass appeal, because you're all being hacked, and now you know it. So tune in, right? Like, make sure that you do hit up all the websites to go by our name. We're either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask Assist P on all social medias. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy on pretty much all the platforms. And then we have articles associated with each of the episodes, which you can find on LinkedIn and Medium. And if you don't feel like having to remember to check back in every day, just subscribe. There you go. And it'll come right to your inbox once a week. So without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article is from PCMag.com from Kate Irwin, and it's titled "Lockbit Strikes Back After FBI Takedown with New Ransomware Attack Detail." So Lockbit, remember they had that FBI takedown not too long ago. Law enforcement went in there and start wrecking shop, right? Like, hey, we ain't going to take this anymore, right? Like, we're sick of this, right? So what's kind of misleading about this based on the article is that you have some people in here that are saying this isn't really new information that they're releasing, right? So like they're putting more stuff out there, more information out there saying, hey, this stuff's been hacked. These two U.S. manufacturing firms, right? There was a U.S. infrastructure engineering company, Canadian oil and energy services company, British accounting firm. There's people out there that are saying this isn't new stuff that's been done, right? Like this last hit that the FBI did on them, it was pretty crippling. But they're trying to kind of save face is what they suspect, right? Is that this group is like, no, we need to instill confidence that we're not as down and out as we are, right? So. But that doesn't appear to be the case, right? So they're out there putting this information out there, which again, this is the long arm of hacking, right? Like this is what can happen is that there are people that have information out there that they're just not releasing, right? Like it may be one of those things where they're just putting it in the back in the trunk, right? Like, there was some stuff that Lockbit, you know, they do a hack and they'd be like, yeah, we got this information, but they may not put it all out there, right? And situations like this could be a reason why, right? Just in case, you know, the times get lean for these cyber criminals, right? This is what they can do. They can go out there and be like, no, we still got more information. We still got this. They can still, you know, hold this information ransom and say, hey, we're going to be able to get some more money while we're in these lean times. But, yeah, this is not actually what's happening here. What's suspected what's happening here because Lockbit, they did take a hit on this one, right? So the Lockbit leader, as they call themselves, says that the FBI was not able to completely destroy the infrastructure, but again, not believed, right? Because they took a pretty – because Lockbit was the one where they actually went in there and got their infrastructure, right? Like they went in there and that was Lockbit, right? Or am I thinking of a different one? Because it's been a couple times that DOJ has gone in there and – DOGA and FBI. It might not have been Lockbit, but I know there was one of them. They were like, nah, we got you.
Yeah, I think they just took down their domains. I know there were arrests made, but I don't believe they confiscated any servers or anything like that. I think they just took some over and then brought them down.
Okay.
And then they're coming up through mirrors and stuff like that. Like you said, they're trying to stay afloat.
Yeah. But I mean, Lockbit's one of those popular ones, right? They've been out there. They've been linked to some big companies, right? Like Boeing was one of the ones they got. Subway, Apple, you know, they got a hold of them too. So, again, I think this is, I kind of agree that this is a saving face measure, right? Like they're not as whole as they are making themselves out to be, but they need to put that out there. Like, hey, no, we're not as down and out as we should be, right? And so it was, what's this guy's name? I'm trying to find this quote in here. Brett Callow, who's a threat analyst at MCSoft, He's saying they're presenting this data as new attacks, when in fact the ransomware group is just offering new data, right? So this is what I was talking about. It's stuff that they had already got that they're trying to offer it up, like, hey, we got this, we did this new hack, and this is the information that came out of it, right? And again, a quote that he has in here is, none of LockBit's new postings seem to relate to new incidents. They're posting data from old attacks, likely in an effort to rehab their rep and convince affiliates and other business partners that all is well, which it isn't, Callow says. So, again, saving face, trying to prove that they're still big in the game, but we'll see how it goes for them, right? Like, you got to figure in this group of folks here, these hackers and whatnot, like, they know what they're looking at, right? They know what they're seeing, and they're probably like, nah, we know that's old stuff, right? Like, you either advertised it already, you know, on the dark web that you had this information, and now here it is. Like, you're not giving us anything new that you didn't have out there already, but in order to stay strong in this game, right? Like, you gotta prove you can still be out there doing the types of things that they were doing. And it seems like they're having a hard time doing that. But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
No, I agree. I think it's from a public affairs standpoint, they're doing a good job of misleading and confusing while they're trying to resurrect themselves, right? They're trying to do like Revil did. They're trying to do like, name the ransomers who were taken out by the FBI recently, like fill in the blank type situation. Yeah. It's taken play from Tupac's book, right? Like, you have all this unreleased material you can drop after you're dead. But in all seriousness, I think they're just trying to stay afloat in the meantime, because they did two arrests in Ukraine, and then they did another one in Russia. He's Russian Canadian, but they don't say where he was arrested at. But he was sentenced to 4 years. And his crime that they stuck him with was infecting 1,000 victims with their LockBit ransomware. So that's a stiff penalty, right? I'm not saying that he should or should not get the time. I'm not trying to get into that. I'm just saying, like, if you are doing this type of stuff, like, I got to do that risk analysis, right? Like, was he getting paid enough in order to get put away for 4 years? And, like, depending on, are they going to put him in Canadian prison or Russian prison? Like, what kind of prison is he going to? I don't want none of the above, to be honest with you. And is that a blue collar crime, or is that a federal? Like, I don't know. I guess whoever extradites him, right? I just don't want to go to prison. So I'm sure he didn't either. So you gotta be careful. Like, just don't do the crime. It's not worth it. But yeah, I think they're just trying to save face for now. And then, like we said, to begin with, when they were taken on the first time, when the FBI stepped in, you cut off one head, two more pop up, right? So, like, this group will be disbanded. They'll start little small firms of their own, and then they'll grow from there. And then one of them will become the next Revil, the next LockBit, next whomever, right? It's just because it's so lucrative. Like, we talked about medical records last week. So, like, 60 bucks a pop for medical records, that's a lot of money if you can grab 1,000 of them, right? Like, it's very lucrative. So that's why people keep doing it. But unfortunately, like, now the crime is becoming stiffer. It's like the war on drugs in the 80s, right? Like, the penalties are coming down, are getting stiffer and stiffer. They're talking about sending these people to cyber crime tribunals, right? For international crime. I said, like, I was like from, I was going to say Baltimore, but you're from Baltimore. What's the wire and the court? Tribunal, there it is. But it's getting kind of wild. Like, the penalties are getting stiffer because people are getting sick of it. Like, when you have constituents that are getting their medical records stolen and getting their bank accounts tampered with and getting like boats bought in their name, things of that nature, like, people are getting sick of it, and therefore the penalties will get stiffer and stiffer, and eventually it won't be worth their time. But right now it's somewhere in between. It's a gray area. It's like, well, we're raking in pretty good dough, so we're gonna keep at it for now. Let's see what the future holds. Like, if anything, we talked about it being like being in the Wild Wild West, right? These people are like stage Coach Roberts. Like, at some point, though, that transitioned to being something different, right? You can't keep the same, you cannot keep doing the same tactics. So what, either the future will be even more evolved and they'll get really weird, or they'll start to taper down. Because knock on wood, there's not that many bank robberies like it used to be, right? Like, that slowly went away because of the stiff penalties and the better security put in place. So hopefully it goes that route as well. But we'll see. See what the future holds. Definitely continue to tune in. So Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday discussion. Please like, share, subscribe on whatever platform you get us, whether it be our articles on LinkedIn and Medium or videos via YouTube or audio on pretty much every platform you can think of. So we're everywhere. Like, I sometimes when I Google it, I'll see a new platform I've never seen before, and I'll see that we're on it. I'm like, hey, it works for me. It's like two people listening to it. But yeah, I greatly appreciate it. So please continue to tune in, like, share, subscribe, get us up on all the social medias that go by our name. So either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask AssistP. You can find me personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy on LinkedIn, Twitter, Clubhouse, Threads, Instagram, Medium, and maybe TikTok one day. So, and then you can find Chris Abacon on LinkedIn. He is Chris Abacon or Chris A. Bacon, if you want to spell it out. Stay safe. Stay secure.